Hey,
Hey, how's it going?
doing well yourself?
Good, good. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah,
Thank you so.
I noticed in the review of Circuit, which I really appreciate you including that song kind of in one of your podcasts. So yeah, really thankful for that. But yeah, that was a great catch. You were like, oh, wait a minute, that's not how it's pronounced, was it?
Yeah, I had
But
written it incorrectly, from I transferred it one from one thing over to the other. And
I mean.
like Veritas is what I what was thinking, because that's the Latin. But yeah, I apologize for, but I'm glad I caught it the
It's
second
certainly
time
not the
through.
first. It you know with all band names, it's like in hindsight, it's like, gosh, maybe, yeah, because it looks a lot like Veritas, so a lot of people kind of like that's what sticks in their minds. But it's like, I don't think we'd like to call your band Truth. It's kind of like,
Right.
I don't know if we'd like really be up for that. But
Yeah, is that metal enough, kind of thing?
yeah.
Yeah, awesome. That's great. That's great. Well, I thank you for taking the time to spend I'll say the royal we us. My other co-host is not here today. He's seeing his he's got some family stuff to attend to, so it's just going to be me, but we're still going to have a good time, and we're going to have a good time.
It'd be great to like know a little bit more about, your podcast and like kind
Yeah.
of what it's all about and kind of how it came to be and
Well, I've been doing another podcast with some other friends I started about 5 years ago, called Unsane Radio. And we do, it's like popular and unpopular culture, and we talk about everything from comic books and movies to TV shows to toys, And so during the pandemic, the other group of friends who was doing, we started heavy metal horror with, we were playing some Jackbox games online. And so my one friend said, "Man, I'm really jealous. You get to do this podcast with these guys. I would be like to do a podcast with you." I'm like, "Let's do one. Like, why not?" I'm like, "What should we do?" I'm like, "Well, we both love metal. We both love horror. Let's heavy metal horror. Sounds perfect." So yeah, so we just started, started just talking about bands we liked and things like that. Then during the pandemic, we saw that we're all fans of Nile, and Carl Sanders was doing guitar lessons online because no one's touring. It's, everything's shut down. And so I reached out to him. I go, "Could we buy like an hour of your time and you come on our show for an interview?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, no problem." I'm like, "Oh fuck, we're gonna talk to Carl Sanders." And that, long story short, is how it started. So after that, like, who else can we talk to? And we started just emailing people and cold calling, and like, "Would you come on?" And then through that, and getting to be friends with people at Metal Blade and other record groups,
Oh, cool.
that's how we started getting albums from them. Like, "Hey, here's an album if you want to listen to it." And that's how we came across your band, with our first track, Frenzy. But in the last, we've been doing a show about 3 years now, and we've interviewed, is it Carl Sanders, Matt Thompson, Eric Wagner, the guys from Sorcerer, the guys from Jagdpanzer, Havoc, Midnight, D Nonslaughter, a lot of Cleveland area bands. We're from Cleveland area, and so King Diamond's going to be coming on, which is like totally freaking me out,
Well,
It's just so it's just crazy. So we got record companies now sending us stuff and supporting us, saying, "Hey, do you want to interview these bands? We'll get them on for you." I'm like, so that's kind of how it started. It just kind of snowballed way out of what we expected it to be, and 3 years later, we're just having fun.
that's awesome. And now you probably have more album review requests than you have done.
We would get them every week. In the last year, I've received about 240 albums, and it's like, there's, I don't listen to them because I'm like, well, I just can't listen to that much new stuff. I have work. I'm like, I want to listen to a new album and dedicate it to it. So that's why I came up with the first track, Frenzy. Like, here's a way we can get
Interesting.
through some of these bands and at least talk about them and get a sampling. And if we like them, and then we can listen to more of it and talk with the bands. And that's how,
No, that's
came
cool.
across you.
If it's
So.
like first track and last track, that could be interesting. It's like the first one, it's like, they want to grab the listener's attention. The last one's usually like something special.
Yes, right. It's a bookend. We agree. And that's why I thought first tracks for me always set the tone of the album. And that's why I chose that. Like, okay, let's get a taster. And sometimes we get a single, sometimes we get an album, and it's like, this album won't come out till September, but it's starting in August, you can talk about it or whatever, And so, yeah, so we just started like kind of doing, just going through bands we like, working through their catalog, or we came up with a couple other games. One's called Slugfest, where we take two albums and compare them one track at a time, like a boxing match. You know,
Oh,
track one
interesting.
to track one, track, and work our way through. And
Oh,
that's
cool.
it's been fun, but what we love so much about it is the relationships we've developed. Like the people who were guests on our show, like Mark Bridie from Jagpanzer. He's been on like 5 times now because he now is like a co-host. Like he'll come on
Oh,
and
nice,
help
nice.
us with an episode. Like he was just on a few weeks ago. We did King Diamond, Abigail versus Abigail 2. And
Oh, nice. Yeah.
so that's what's so amazing. Like
You're just hanging out with friends, right?
yeah, and like the people like in Sorcerer from over in Sweden, they just want to hang out. Like, hey, let's get together and we'll just like drink some beer and talk for 3 hours on Zoom. Like that just blows my mind. You know, that it's and everyone's been so cool. The only we haven't really encountered any ego problems or anything like that, no like rock and roll bullshit. And the only issues we had, I mean, it's fine when people say, no, I don't want to come on your show because you're too small or whatever. That's fine, we get it. But the only problem we ever had was with Jeff Tate's guitarist. You know, he just kind of stood us up twice. And I'm like, no, man, Thumbs, if you don't want to come on a show, just say no. We can handle that. But don't tell us you're going to be on and then dig us, you know? So, but other than
Cool.
that, all right. Well, listen, I'm going to do my fantastic intro. We will get you in. We'll do about a half hour and we'll get you out the door. How's that?
Sounds great.
Excellent. All right.
What's up? I'm Fred from Sons of Arrakis from Montreal, Canada, and you're listening to Heavy Metal Horror.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always. I'm doing a solo show today, kids. You are watching and listening to Heavy Metal Horror. Yeah! Oh, Santu. Kiddies, I'd like to welcome Santu Winter from Barra Terrace. Santu, welcome to Heavy Metal Horror.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
As we were talking before the show, we came across your band because we got a copy of the album and wanted to hear it. We're always excited to hear new music. I'm really loving exploring the underground metal scene. We have all experienced the big band fatigue. Everyone's tired of Metallica. At least us, we've listened to it all of our lives. We're like, we're ready to try other things and excited about the variety and quality of the music. And that's how we came across your band. And like, oh, I really want to talk with these guys. So thank you for coming on board.
Yeah, pleasure. Yeah, and recognize that you put a lot of time into this too, and really appreciate all the time and energy you put into it. So,
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. We're going to do a little bit of background and then we're going to get right into the good stuff. Because so let's talk a little bit about your background. What attracted you to like melodic death metal as a genre? Because that's Barra Terrace, is melodic death metal.
absolutely, yeah. It's funny reflecting back on it. It's like, I think a lot of people who listen to more extreme music probably didn't go straight to like, the extreme metal, but there's kind of like a like steps along the way that kind of lead in that direction. So no, for me it was like maybe like the melodic part really struck me first, like in, gosh, maybe in middle school. It's like Oasis, Wonderwall. I
Okay.
absolutely love that song, and it kind of from there it was like got into like I remember hearing Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana. This is like 1996, so it's like Kurt Cobain wasn't even alive anymore. They weren't a
Yeah.
band. But I remember hearing, like, seeing the music video on MTV, and then like, just have this moment of like, I need to listen to music like that. Like, and millions of people have had that experience with that specific song, but it just kind of it just blew my mind. And they got an Alice in Chains, who are a little bit heavier. They're kind of like they're included on Encyclopedia Metallum. I think that's how it's pronounced, the Metal Archives, that website, as a metal band. So
It's a
it's like if
great
they're,
resource.
yeah, oh,
It's
it really is.
the yeah.
And then from there, like, got into like, so I was born in Finland, grew up
Oh, okay.
in Seattle area, but Finland has a ton of metal music, and so then got into some like Finnish bands like Nightwish. There's a Finnish artist who sings in Finnish, Timo Rautiainen ja Triioni Skalaukaus, who are incredible, but neither of those bands have like the heavy vocal style, and so but they kind of have like the metal instrumentation. So got into that kind of area of metal. And then like the last part is like, can you tolerate or even appreciate like the Cookie Monster vocals? And for a long time I was like, yeah, like I'd hear a good friend of mine, Sean, who's the other guitar player in Veritaris, he'd introduce me to bands like Calma or Inciferum. And I liked the music, but I just like couldn't get past the vocal style. But then I heard Mirror's Truth by In Flames. And that's kind of, after In Flames had, they weren't really a death metal band, like a melodic death metal band anymore. They're kind of moving more into like, more accessible metal. But it was totally like a gateway where it's like Anders' vocal style was like heavy, but it was not quite as heavy as like what Calma and like a lot of other melodic death metal bands do. So that was kind of like that opened the door to the whole world of being able to kind of, I guess at first tolerate, but then even like really appreciate that vocal style. So
Sure.
here we are.
Nice. That's good. Have you been able, or I guess so to ask, who are some of your like musical heroes, and have you had a chance to meet any of them? And if so, has that influenced how you respond to fans who come up and want to meet you as well?
Well, I don't think I'm anybody's musical hero. I mean, I love what we're doing, but we're a super small scale melodic death metal band. Although maybe I would add the adjective black and melodic death metal band to it.
Okay.
Yeah, musical heroes. I mean, I think the Stimmo Rautiainen from Finland is like a huge influence in like the melodies are incredible, and like the bless you, like the bless you,
Thank you.
and the stories he tells are pretty amazing. So I think that's one. And I haven't met him officially, but we went to see him play in Finland when we were there 1 year, and we went out for dinner beforehand, and like the band kind of like comes in after we'd been seated and had dinner there too. And so I didn't have the guts to go and talk to him, but I felt like we were near.
Right. That's something. That's a big risk when you meet someone who you look up to a little bit, and it's a big risk of meeting them, because if they end up being a dick, then boy, that just really breaks you, you know?
Yeah, oh totally, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about that because we've all had those experiences. Most of them, thankfully, have been positive, you know, like really great. But then, you know, I always make a joke, like the last time I saw Gene Simmons, he was just a dick, and I'm like, you know, dude, I paid $1,000 to meet you fuckhead. Like, and like I was the biggest Kiss fan as a kid, and now it's like, fuck you know, I don't want to hear you.
Come on.
And it's just like,
Sure.
come on, man. You got to treat your fans a little better. You
Yeah.
you know, you wouldn't be anything without the fans. So can you just be nice?
Yeah.
No, I totally get it.
I feel like nowadays though, I don't know that like hero is the right word, but like inspiration from like people in the local scene who've been super welcoming. Of like, whereas we were starting as a band and like we started in 2018, but our first show was like October 2019. And of like getting onto the gig circuit in Seattle, just how like there were bands that I looked up to. Like, there was a melodic death metal band in the Seattle area called Blood and Thunder, of kind of just walking up to them after seeing them at a show and like starting to talk to them. Of like, oh, like these are super welcoming people who want to get to know the people who are in the scene. So I feel like that's been far more inspiring than, some like in the metal space, like a
Yeah.
superstar who I've not met. So.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. Yeah, that's what I found in the local metal scene here in the Cleveland area, the underground metal scene. Everyone's just so cool, you know, and there's just the egos are cast aside, and everyone's here and having a good time, and it's so refreshing, you know. I just really like that. I want to switch up a little bit and maybe just ask you a little bit about your creative process when writing. You know, if you're a writing member of the band, like, can you talk a little bit about your creative process?
It's interesting. It's like all bands kind of have different ways of how they do things. And everybody has different like roles and kind of jobs in a band, right? That we kind of work together as a team to make things happen. With songwriting, I do the majority of the songwriting and like arranging, maybe like 75 or 80%, something like that. Sean, the other guitarist and also our lyricist and vocalist, he does the vocals. Usually what happens is like I'll record like a demo of a song like a couple rhythm tracks, a lead part, and then some MIDI drums, and then kind of share that with the band and kind of get initial reactions of like a gut check of like, is this even a song that's worth kind of pursuing? And then kind of people will provide some input and feedback on different parts, or like, this part's getting too repetitive, or this part should transition to something else. And then we start to play it together as a band, kind of start to learn it, and that's where there's refining of like, in particular, like transitions. I think those can be really important parts of a song to kind of stitch together. It's easy enough to like write a bunch of riffs, but like putting them together into a song that flows seamlessly, I found is a lot more difficult and really what makes a song. So I think some of that stuff is worked out as we're playing together.
Yeah, because you have everyone's input. I mean, I love that bands that, especially your songs are complicated, and it's easy when you got one riff repeated ad nauseum. That's, but when you've got bands that bring in, like, especially when you have that progressive element and the black metal element too, those seamless changes. Like when I hear, like, think of a band like Opeth, they just go back and forth. It's like, oh, come on, dude. That's what I love about them. Those bands like that is progressive metal at all. It's just because they do those things that, it doesn't get boring. It's the As a viewer, as a listener, it keeps it exciting, the journey they take on. Oh, nice. I'm going to ask a little, just a couple things about being in a band. Like, what's the thing you love most about being in a band?
I think there's two things. One is, and they're probably equal. One is like the community within the band of like spending time with people that I really enjoy spending time with. The major, our bassist, Sean, our guitarist, Jason, our drummer, really enjoy spending time with those three guys. So I think it's a big source of community. And kind of having like shared purpose and vision together, I think, is what really builds friendships. So really, really value that piece. And the other part is like songwriting from 0% to like 60 or 70% of like the writing and arranging. Like once you get into like the mixing and like the final tracking, the mixing and mastering, like that part is cool and fun in its own way, but it doesn't give me joy in the same way of like the like original song creation part.
Nice. So on the other end, what's the thing you loved least about being in a band?
Like least about being in the band. I never thought about that perspective. Yeah, maybe one of the hard parts is like keeping perspective on things. Like we've tried to be fairly clear about like what our goals are with the band. But even with that, like it's easy for it's like with our last album of like it was difficult to not have unrealistic expectations. It's like, well, like we all have day jobs and we're not striving to make a living playing music. But I think I had these like secret hopes that like the CDs were just going to fly off the shelves.
Sure, right? No, I get
Or
it.
on the shelf that we have them on.
That's the dream of anyone who's creative,
Yeah, totally.
whether it's music or making movies or writing books or whatever. Like, that's the dream, and then and you keep on seeing this. That's the dream. That's the goal. Like, wouldn't it be great to be able to make a living doing what you love? But you could still do what you love, but not quite getting that lottery money.
Yeah. Like having that perspective is really important that like, gosh, I don't know if I'd even want to make a living playing in a band. It just like in terms of like the amount of time that would require being on the road and all that. So
Gotcha. All right, I'm going to switch gears to some hypothetical situations. These are some of the questions that, just kind of see where you're at. I want you to create a super group, not including anyone you've ever performed with, which three or four musicians, past or present, would you want to play with?
Oh man. Yeah, I would think Jesper Strömblad from In Flames and various other bands. I mean, just his riff, like it would have been really cool to, gosh, I'm not sure about like actually playing in a band with these people, but like being in the room as they're recording or writing, like Black Ash Inheritance or
Yeah.
the Yesterace albums. Like that'd be pretty incredible.
Being a fly on the wall kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It was
Yeah,
like, how
yeah.
did you come up with the riff for like Moonshield, which is, or Stand Ablaze, which is, I think is like the best modern death metal song I've ever heard. So yeah, probably Jesper. I love Kalma, and there's such characters. Like they're from kind of like rural, kind of northwest Finland, and they have like this. They're kind of like country boys in quite a
Okay.
way. They're just
Yeah.
like that'd be pretty cool to just kind of be a part of like what that's all about. And probably Timo Rautiainen, who I've mentioned a couple times. It's like, yeah, that'd be pretty amazing.
Nice. Nice. Okay. An alien shows up and asks you to represent metal in three songs. What would those songs be and why?
I would respond to the alien in terms of like metal for me, because there's like a whole wide world of metal.
Right, that's what makes
No.
the question so challenging, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think I just mentioned the song, but Stand Ablaze, I think that is one of the most amazing metal songs I've ever heard. Amongst Stars by Amorphis is one of my favorite songs. Super melodic, pretty heavy, but not, it doesn't have like the blackened edge that Santa Blaze
Right.
does. And maybe a Winter Madness by Winter Sun off their first album.
Okay.
It's an incredible song. Yeah, I feel like that kind of at least shows kind of one sector of the whole metal universe to
Yeah.
me.
No, that's great. That's great. And the last hypothetical, if you could be any superhero for 24 hours, who would you be and what would you do with your day of power?
Any superhero? Oh my goodness. Yeah, because I'd be Superman and bring world peace to the extent that I can.
Right, no, I get it. You got
I
all the
remember,
powers, you're invulnerable, right?
yeah,
Yes.
exactly. I remember seeing one of the Superman movies. Like, it, gosh, this must have been like 15 years ago at this point. But like one of the more recent ones, it's the one where like Superman like stops the jumbo jet
Oh,
from,
the plane, right, yeah.
yeah.
That's a great
And so like,
scene.
yeah, it totally is, yeah. So like that scene happens. There, he does other superhero things. Then at one point in the movie, he gets shot in the eye, and the
Yeah.
bullet just crumbles. And
Yeah.
I heard this the story like of a radio host was saying describing that they were in the movie seeing the movie, and at that point somebody behind them was like, psh, yeah, like no way. It's like you do realize all the other things that have happened before this are
Right,
all equally
you've
infeasible.
Superman's been around since 1938. You know this, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, his powers have changed over time. It wasn't until the 50s where they began like really solidifying, I'm a comic book nerd, so
Oh, really?
yeah, oh yeah, love comic books. So like in the 50s they started coming up with the whole like story of Krypton and the Kryptonite and all his powers, but he couldn't really fly before, he could like leap, but he became invulnerable, he became had all the X-ray vision and the heat vision, and they really built him up in the 50s and during the Silver Age.
Interesting.
The tear him down in the 70s and then to build him back up in the 80s. But we
Yeah.
are heavy metal horror, Santu, so I'm going to switch over. So are
Yeah.
you a fan of horror?
Not a huge horror fan, no. I remember as a kid seeing The Exorcist and being absolutely certain.
Yes, that's my most horrifying movie. I will not watch it alone in the evening. It's
Oh,
like, no, man. It's just
yeah,
growing
exactly.
up in a very Pentecostal background, that probably had to
Amen.
do a lot with it, thinking that Satan's going to somehow possess me. Like, I watched it. Oh, yeah, scared the shit out of me. How long, well, did you spend your childhood in Finland, or did you move to the States when you were young?
We moved to the U.S. when I was like 9 months old when we moved to the
Oh,
Canada
okay.
area.
Well, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
Probably 100 grand. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of like a less common or the Twix. I'll eat all the Twix that my kids get. I have a couple kids.
Nice. Okay.
You're treating. I get to get the
Excellent.
attention.
All right, this is some one-offs. These can be about anything.
All right.
Okay, well, what would you tell your childhood self about being a musician?
Yeah, just lean into it, I think. It's like in some ways I wish that in my youth I would have maybe tried harder with music, not necessarily to like make it in music, but to like explore that space more. I think I was a little bit hesitant of like I didn't feel like I was good enough, or I think that was the main thing. I didn't feel like I was good enough. But now having that perspective of like, you just kind of have to put yourself out there. It's like, I probably thought that everybody was way better than they actually were. So I think that's what I'd say. Like, lean into it. Like, just pursue it.
Okay, cool.
See where it goes.
Nice. What one song do you wish you'd re written and recorded instead of the group who did?
What one song? Smells Like Teen Spirit. That'd be Stairway to Heaven. That would have been great. We
The
had
most
sort of been
reviled song of every Guitar Center employee, right?
yeah
No Stairway,
yeah
or
yeah
no Smoke on the Water.
yeah yeah
Okay, the last one off. What non-music celebrity would you most like to have a drink with?
Non-music celebrity to have a drink with. These are challenging questions. I never thought about this.
Thank you. We try to do something a little different.
Yeah. What is the square root of 378?
Math quiz,
I
let's
don't
go.
know. Yeah. Maybe LeBron James.
Okay.
He, I mean, basketball great. He was born the day before I was
Oh,
on the
okay.
same year. So we're. It's been kind of fun to see like just how completely different two people's lives can be.
Yeah, he's
But
a
I think I have a
Cleveland,
lot of, what was that?
Akron, Cleveland kid. Yeah, my
Oh,
neck of the
that's right.
woods.
Yeah, absolutely. But I feel like he's been like I grew up, Michael Jordan was, kind of the basketball legend. And I just appreciated kind of what he seems to be a little bit more upstanding and kind of trying to use his wealth and fame to improve the community, which has been pretty awe-inspiring.
Nice. Excellent. All right. We've got a couple games we want to play with you in our time left. This one's called Blast Beats. I'm going to ask you a question and just answer as quickly as possible. Usually it's a choice or a real short answer. Okay. All right. Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Paperback or Kindle?
Paperback.
PC or Apple?
Apple.
Favorite streaming service?
Spotify.
Favorite cartoon character?
Hulu. The Simpsons.
All right. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Cookies and cream.
Dog or cat? Justice League or the Avengers?
The Avengers.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster?
Ooh, Loch Ness.
Dracula or Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
How do you like your steak cooked?
Medium rare.
Your favorite, maybe, yeah, sounds good. Favorite movie snack?
Popcorn.
Favorite board game?
Lately, we've been playing what's it called? Carcassonne? It
Don't know it.
was like a tile-based game. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Old classic.
Nice. Spielberg or Tarantino?
Spielberg.
Your favorite Christmas gift?
Ooh, my folks got me a Tascam Pocket Studio. Maybe I was like a junior in high school, that like a four-track recording thing that
Yes.
opened up the world for writing music for me.
Nice. And two more. The best concert you've ever attended?
Probably the festival is a festival in Finland called Cock Rock, in Kuopio, and this band Viikate, a Finnish band, and like they just sounded absolutely incredible. Yeah, like blowing.
Nice. And the last blast beat, your favorite line or scene from This Is Spinal Tap?
Remember, I'm from Finland. Oh, I turn it up
This,
to 11 or something like
yeah,
that.
this goes to
Right?
11. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Okay.
This next game is called
I
the
get
Hot.
them. Did I get them correct?
Yeah, it's great. No, you did
Okay.
great. This is called Hot Seat One Shot. This is a variation on a game where we used to lay, give the names of bands and ask our guests to give us the favorite album by that band. But this one instead, I'm going to name the band, and I want you to pick one song from the band that you think will persuade someone who's never listened to them to give them a try.
Okay, I hope I don't embarrass myself too much not
That's what we call
knowing
it, the hot seat, right?
them.
Because people are like, oh, I don't know that band, or they feel like they should know everything by every band. Like, you can't, you know, you can't, and that's okay. All right, so we'll start with Black Sabbath.
Iron Man.
All right, Judas Priest.
I don't
That's
know.
fine. Queensryche.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay, no, okay, that's okay. Motorhead.
I still don't know.
About Dio.
Dio. Okay, I may know one or two. Holy Diver.
Okay.
Holy Diver.
Yes. Rush.
I've listened to Rush, but I don't. One of their longest song.
Probably
Do they have
Xanadu.
long songs?
Xanadu is a
Okay.
long one. Well, 2112 is probably their longest one. That's like
It's
18
21
minutes.
minutes and 12 seconds. Is it?
It's the side of that album.
What?
Opeth.
Opeth. Gosh. Yeah, probably something else off Ghost Reveries or Orchid. So they're earlier stuff. I do like the earlier stuff of a lot of bands, like that.
Opeth's a great band. Trying to get them on sometime, but they're a little difficult to get on.
Okay.
King Diamond.
I'm sure I would recognize some King Diamond songs, but I got that you I couldn't tell you.
It's okay. Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. Oh, I went through and listened to their entire discography at some point here in the last year because I was like, they're like, they didn't influence me, but they influenced like the bands that influenced me. I was like, I should probably listen to a lot of this song, a lot of this stuff. What is it? Power Slave?
Yeah, great album. Great album.
Is that
Okay.
a song too?
Yeah, it's a it's
Okay.
the yeah, the title track on that album. Yeah.
Okay.
Two more. Slayer.
Slayer. Oh, geez. Yeah, what? I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. And the last one, Kiss.
From Kiss.
We gotta throw it in there, man. Fuck you,
Yeah,
Gene.
absolutely. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what from Kiss. I mean, I know some Kiss song, but I couldn't tell you the names of
No biggie. All right. The
them.
next one is this is the Wheel of Mystery. Veritas is it's gonna be actually called Name That Festival. Veritas is playing a festival with two other artists. I'm going to spin the Wheel of Mystery to find these two other artists, and then I want you to come up with the name of the festival. So I'm going to share my screen. So you see it here? Our heavy metal
It is.
horror window. All right. I'm going to spin.
Oh.
Let's see who the first artist is that you are playing this festival with. It could be anybody. Oh, it looks like it might be the Rolling Stones. Wow. It was almost Britney
Okay.
Spears. I was pretty excited about that.
That'd be a diverse for it.
Exactly. Yeah. And Rolling Stones. And who else is playing with Veritas? Oh, it looks like, oh, Stevie Wonder.
See, I was
It's
hoping it
not,
would be
I know
Rolling
ABBA. I was
Stones.
excited. Okay. All right. So here we have the Rolling Stones, Stevie Wonder, and Veritas. All right, Soundtoo. What's name that festival?
Where we're all playing together.
Yeah. That would be quite an interesting festival.
That will be, yeah, that what an eclectic mix right there. The who booked this festival?
Nice. Great. Love
Who
it.
came up with this lineup?
That's right. That's fantastic. Down just a couple questions left. We're all fans of other artists. What is your favorite piece of memorabilia?
I think either like show posters, although to be honest, I haven't like saved a whole ton of those, but the few that I have, which have actually been like from the shows that we've played that are like with memorable lineups that I really enjoyed. I think those have like particular sentimental value. But also just like, I mean, just like the concert t-shirts, right? It's like that.
Nice.
I tend to have way too many of them,
I get it.
but that's why people get them, is because they contain, it's like they're sentimental, right?
Yes, I will tell you my sad concert t-shirt story real quick. It was Iron Maiden. I saw them way back in the before Bruce left. I think it might have been no, it might have been the No Fear. Was it Fear? Not After Fear of the Dark, No Fear of Dying, or whatever it was. I forget that album. And I got to meet them. My friend's uncle was the live sound engineer, so I got backstage to meet him. I had this long sleeve white t-shirt. All the band signed it, everyone except for Nico. And I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. Like, the band signed my shirt. That's so great. I'm gonna wear this tomorrow. So I took it home, and it was late. You know, I kind of draped it over the table, and so that my parents could see it, you know, so I could wear it the next day. And my mom thought it was
Goes.
dirty, and she washed
Wow.
it. She did. She washed all the signatures off of it. And I'm like, oh my God.
No.
Yeah. Good thing I'm not bitter about it.
Did you have them sign it the next day then?
Yeah, it just happens. You know, hey, it'll happen every once every lifetime. It's okay, Mom. No problem. You know, our last question, Santu, is what are your plans for the rest of 2024 for Veritas?
Yeah, gosh, the year's flying by. We just have, I
Yeah.
guess we still have 6 months. We've kind of transitioned. So we released our album in April. We did a, what was it? Yeah, it was April. Then we did a Pacific Northwest tour with Finnish band Event Relentless, who are fantastic. Totally check them out. And then we've kind of transitioned into like starting to look at what's next in terms of like, I've been writing new music. We've got maybe six songs kind of arranged. Hopefully do some shows in the fall, maybe like a short kind of weekend run sort of thing. But yeah, I think it's really just kind of transitioning into, like doing some songwriting and kind of seeing, preparing for 2025, really. I think
Yeah.
that's
Any hopes of coming to the Cleveland area?
absolutely.
We'd love to see it. That'd be awesome. Yeah, we got a lot of great venues, you know, here that are just really intimate, and I love a small venue. I love to be, you know, in the, there and then so yeah, we'll keep track, because you know, if you're coming to Cleveland area, we definitely want to come see you.
Yeah, the divier the better. Those venues.
Excellent. And the last thing, Santu, would you mind doing a bumper for us? You know, this is Santu Winter of Veritas, and you were watching heavy metal horror, something like that.
Oh yeah. This is Santu Winter from Veriteris, and you're watching Heavy Metal Horror.
Excellent. Santu, I want to thank you so much for spending time with us today, and just really appreciate it. And the album is fantastic. If you haven't listened to it, go out and get it, kids. It's really good. And we are looking forward to whatever comes down the road. And I hope to see you soon, and well, or next year in the Cleveland area.
Beautiful. Thanks so much. Yeah,
Excellent.
thanks, Paul.
I'm gonna do my sign out, and then we'll get out of here. And I've got a little Finland story to tell you
Oh,
as well.
yeah.
Yeah, when we're done.
Absolutely.
So you can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis. One word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who'd like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion. And Santu, I'm going to invite you to bring up the horns again. You've been watching and listening to Heavy Metal Horror.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.